what this first had itself is, what's the halacha? Does the shtar kedushin have to be written to Shema or not? And then the Gemara writes, Basa Zibayo, after he raised it, Ibaya, he raised the shayla, Chodah Tosh Tameiran, he was pushing his surface, namely the Yotza, the Hoysa, Makash Abayi, the Yotziya, that they have to have, see the shtar kedushin and the Shema. Halacha Lamayit, that's how he passed, and there are only from all the shtaras in the world, there are only three shtaras that have to be written to Shema. One is the shtar kedushin, one is the Jag, and the third is the shtar Sheikh Rabbit Snani. What is why? Because it's not that law on the Isha. It says the cross of must say the Christian. It says by the end of 90, Al-Khub Shalom Nitan Law. Al-Khub Shalom Nitan Law. So the Gemara says, what does it mean Al-Khub Shalom Nitan Law? The cross of the six Tedra. Speaks about a remainder on Shabbos. It says in the six Tedra about Kilayim, Kilay Behemek, Kilay Begadim, Kilay Zeran, then it says about Shilcha Harufa. Also Kilayim. Shilcha Harufa is a form of Kilayim. That a Ben Choron is not allowed to live with a Shilcha. Ibn Ezra says, also another form of Kalayim, a mixed marriage. A Yid mit Agor, a Shukraknainis, with a Yisrael, that's also a form of Kalayim, a Kalayim in marriage. And the Torah has a special thing, a Shishka Harufa. The Chumash describes what kind of a woman is a Shishka Harufa, so the Chumash says she's a Shishka Knainis who is not yet free. So it says, the Hafte, Vayim Zasa, a Chub Shalom Nivam, she wasn't freed and she wasn't free. Kalayim is the same thing. Hafte, Vayim Zasa, she was not to do that. She wasn't it, she wasn't free. Al-Khub Shalanitam, she wasn't sent free. That's the same thing. The Gemara says, Al-Hof, they learned it to me, she wasn't to do your pidyon has the connotation of money. So it's from that part of the Gemara that another Kanani can be free like they catch her. That means, Al-Hof, they learned it to me, she wasn't free with Keter, nor was she free like they start. Al-Khub Shalanitam, he didn't say start. Al-Khub Shalanitam, her freedom was not being free, because the word law, that's the connotation of Shabbat, because that's by the get, the cost of law says the creature. But the Gemara then says, that just like the word law by the get, Isha has the connotation of Sri Vilishma, so to the word law by the Shibcha Knainis has the connotation of Sri Vilishma. So these three stories alone, from all the stories, lead to Sri Vilishma. Shah Shikha Rabbi Knaini, and a get, and a Shah Kibush, Shah Mekhi Rukhamis doesn't need Vilishma, there's one moment. The star Suga doesn't need the Shema. All the other stars star has the Rizki and all the other stars don't need the Shema. The only time you need a star the Shema is when the star makes a change in each of the Hetzah. The star Kiddushin makes him a single girl, an Asian fish. The Gek makes, takes an Asian fish, makes him a single woman. And the star Sheikh Rebbe Knaini takes the Sheikh Knaini to Rebbe Knaini and makes him into a Yisrael Roma. He makes him into a full Yisrael, not five and all the mitzvahs. It changes the status in the area of each of the Hetzah. So that's what the Gemara says, only these three stars which make an effect in the area, this and that there, require Sriva Lishma. The Rabbi writes that there are three forms of Kiddushin, and Kiddushin Keter, as you write, is only different to Ophrim. Star and Kiddushin Star, Kiddushin Diyot, Mefurish and Mechonis, that's called Perish and Mechzah. Kiddushin Keter is a Kiddushin Deraisa, but it's Perish of Ophrim. So the Gemara learns it actually, Hakichot, Hishayashon, so the Rambam writes that's called Perish of Al-Pe. It's not Mechuris B'Kloh. It's not Mechuris B'Kloh. But the Rambam writes, a Hekesh is considered Mechuris B'Kloh. Kiddush Ishtar is a Hekesh, Makash Avayim, a Hekesh is Perish of Al-Pe. And if there is Shav, it's called Perish of Al-Pe. Not the same. That's how the Rambam writes. There is Mechuris in the Gemara for that. Am I not Kedina? What's an Akhenina? The Shul is in their eyes anyway, so what's an Akhenina? If it's something that's Mechuris B'Kloh, it has a status of Perish of Iqsab, which is a higher level, but it's a lower level and it's only Perish of Iqsab. What's an Afkimina? It's all the same thing anyway. So the Kesef Mishnah and then Rambam, in the very beginning, in Hilchos Issues, quotes the knocker where the Rambam is getting this from. How does the Rambam know this? The Kiddush is Kesef because it's only Perish of Iqsab, Perish of Iqsab, it's Shad because it's based on the Hekish and Perish of Iqsab, and what's an Afkimina? So the Kesef Mishnah quotes the whole knocker in the Gemara. Kapan Afkimina is related to the rhythm of Yeshkab, Yahuchem, Lagdom, and Atur. He calls them Makhan Midna. He did Afkinu. Afkinu Abban Kiddushin is the next Sukhi the Rambam has the whole month. So the Rambam writes there are three forms of Kiddushin. Two of them are the Furi Zikwa. And the third one is only known for the Perish of Per. And then the Rambam writes the Kwan. No, the Kol Yisrael, the Kaddish Yitzhak. The meaning is that we want to show that we believe in Perish of Per. This is the way he sounds like he's getting it up. We are not Karoi. We have a lot of times like that. We have been hugging the Hoyt to believe on Shalak Karoi. He wants to serve that thing. He wants to serve. We have a meeting that we do at this meeting with a knife. The Rama might also say, no, Kodesh, you don't use a scissor, use a knife. Isn't it easier to use a scissor? You have to cut something, isn't it easier to use a scissor? What do you use a knife? It should be easy to use a scissor. The Rama says, no. Why? Because the Karoyim had a practice that you have to duck and use your scissors.
as it says in the prophet of Yeshua, Kaklacha Charvot Surim. When Moses the name told Shem, Charvot Surim, they said two knives that cut against each other, the iron and scissors. But because they said, Achal Shepshah, the name, since the Dachan is using the scissors, so that's what the Rambam writes. There are many ways to demonstrate that we don't follow the Torah. We exactly go out of our way and make things harder for ourselves when we don't use the scissors. Well, the Balaam War writes in the Shaman that we have a practice and he's shown himself. What do you need the whole stone for? It makes the whole problem. You have to know when you're allowed to leave it on the fire, when you're allowed to, when it's black, or the stone is black and falling in water, it gets dried up. Malon of Allah Torah does. He told me, he says no, because the Karayim says that the fire is upon the Shulchan and Allah have any fire going at all. So he writes, the Balaam War writes the famous line, that whoever doesn't eat Cham in the Shabbos, whoever doesn't eat hot food on Shabbos, start to dig Achor. They have to check if they can see. Maybe they're not the curse. Maybe the Karoi. Maybe he doesn't believe in the curse of Al-Fair. That's why we all demonstrate we believe in the curse of Al-Fair. When the doctor eats, you show them the hot tea. You have to have something hot on Shabbos to demonstrate that you follow the curse of Al-Fair. But the Rambam writes over here, Ke'ilu, this is the reason why we use doctor to this effect. Our practices in the Kaddish Kesef to demonstrate that we do follow the Torah Shema Seh. Even though Kaddish Kesef, the Rambam writes, is the lowest form of the three forms of Kiddush, the two that are Torah Shema Seh are higher forms of Kiddush, and the Kaddish Kesef is only a lower form of Torah Shema Seh, and they're not Kiddush Kesef, it's ordered by the Kesef. It says, nonetheless, for another Kol Yisrael, the Kaddish Kesef, our practice is to doctor to show that we follow the Torah Shema Seh, we adopt the Kaddish Kesef. Right. Rav Shlakish wasn't aware. Rav Shlakish wasn't aware of his name. Right. Now, frankly, that's unclear. We don't know what they're fighting about. So Rav Nachman is giving several possibilities. The possibility number one was perhaps the argument in the Brightons where they had seen the character in Syria. Possibility number two is that the Bryce is speaking about a case where the Shtar tradition was used for Shalom the Shema, and that's the point that they're debating. But you can't prove anything. Let me give the third possibility, let me give more possibilities. Nothing is really conclusive here. The Shlokish was completely unaware of this Bryce, otherwise he would have quoted the Bryce and made a film for whether that's a Shat or not. He was completely unaware of this Bryce. How can the famous for Shlokish be unaware of the Bryce? So why do we quote him in the problem if he's not a blocking? The places has a clause. The places write in several places that the Amoraim who are quoted in the Gemara, Abai, the Rav, Rashi, and Nehem, Shlomo, all these people, they had to be bekeim in the Mishnah. They didn't know Gamshat and Mishnah, and they didn't belong to the club, and they wouldn't be quoted. They're not entitled to an opinion. What are they going to get? That's what I'm saying. How do you got to know Mishnah? Rashi is not the least to know. Everybody has their own set of writers. And Levi had a set of writers, and Rakhia had a set, and Raboshi had a set. There's different sets of brightness. It's impossible to know all the brightness in the world. And a lot of times in the Gemara they would show brightness and they never heard of it. The Amorah never heard of the brightness. So they quote a brightness there, a Shlokish never heard of this, and then it's also not conclusive, because you can't really tell what the brightness is referring to. So the Gemara now has a second possibility. Maybe this is the Machlokes. My race later is Shlokish, or my race later is Shlokish. Maybe this is the Machlokes of Tatanon. And the Kaddish is the Isha Bishtar. So sometimes I say the Kodesh and some say no good, maybe that's the case. There's a Kaddish, the girl with the Shtar that was written Shema Lishma. And that's the issue that they're debating whether Shtar Kiddushin has to be written Lishma or not. And then it more goes further and has Yoshayla. And what has Yoshayla? The Levi is saying there. And if you want to, Levi, hey, I can say a third shot. Maybe all the time I agree with the Shlomish, the Kul, the Yama, all the time I'm in the right to Israel, the Shlomish. Namely, that you do need to see the Shema. And the question over here is an undermeister. The boy fell in love with the girl, but he didn't propose to her. She didn't agree to marry him. But he tells the Aiden, who's calling to marry the girl, he tells the Aiden, write me a Shtar Kiddushin and sign it up. I want to marry that girl. He takes the Shtar Kiddushin and he takes her out on a date. He proposes. She says, okay, she'll marry him. He says, I happen to have a Shtar Kiddushin already. And he calls other two Aidens and he wants to give it over. So the Shtar Kiddushin was written with Shema, but she was not consulted before they wrote the Shtar Kiddushin. So let's say like this, let's say if the Sefer, let's say the Shatkin of Geret HaShidduch, and the Shatkin hopes that the Shidduch is going to work out. So the Shatkin writes the Shtar Kiddushin, and he gets Aiden to sign it. But he didn't even consult the Chasam of the Kaddish. And then the Chasam Kaddish is getting engaged, they want to get married, so the Shatkin says, here's the Shtar, let's see if over this time this will be good. So that's certainly no good, that's not called Kibbutz Shmo. Let's say marriage counselor knows who's getting the divorce. Marriage counselor comes in to counseling, and let's say he's going to convince them they have to get the divorce. So he knows they're going to get the divorce. But he writes, and he's also safe on the side. But he writes again. He writes again. They have the story that in Europe, there's a tiny little community, and the station in town had nothing to do. He fixed for anyone to see the thing. Check for them, they had nothing to do. They sat and he wrote gifts for all the couples, just in case anybody wants to get there. Nothing to do. He wrote gifts for them. He might have said that it's no good. That if the station writes to get the schmaw, but he wasn't authorized to write it by the husband, that's not called the schmaw. It's only called the schmaw. The husband authorizes him to write it. There's one or two places in Erevin of Dr. Gimel. What is doing in Erevin is a good question. You know, then Erevin talks about the place in Erevin, Dr. Gimel has one opinion, and then I tell you it is good. And I tell you the place can write the schmaw without being authorized by the father. It's only possible to go up on. But in Shulchan Aruch, they completely reject that opinion. It's not even considered a suffix. It's completely nothing. We assume that if the treasurer writes a get, without being authorized to write that get by the husband, it's not even a rare get. As long as it's not a subject, it's not going to be a parent, it's not going to be a bonus, it's going to be a bonus. So what's over here by the tradition? Oh, so let's go by the get. The get has to be authorized. If I get must be authorized by the husband, otherwise not called the shlom. Does the wife have to authorize the treasurer to write a get? No. We can even get it. Legally speaking, give you a doctor. By Kiddushin, he cannot give Kiddushin by himself. You have to have the consent of the husband and the child. But the Gemara says, that's a new machlech is on our own. The deal is that you need to see the Tashtar Kiddushin Lishmo, like Yishmokish. And Lishmo means the Chazan has to authorize the Tashtar to write the Tashtar Kiddushin. If the Tashtar writes it on his own without the authorization of the Chazan in advance, that's not called Lishmo. But now, that's not shy. Since by Kiddushin, you need the child's consent also. It's not the same as the guest. And maybe you have to have the authorization of the Kala as well in advance. She has to authorize the place to write the Star Kiddushin, otherwise it's not called Sibu Lishmo. What do you say no? That only the husband's authorization is needed to create the Lishmo. The Kala's Haskon is needed, when he gives it to the Star, she has to agree, but you don't have to have her authorization in advance to create the Lishmo. Father, okay, same shayla with me, he needs the father's authorization in the day. Same shayla, okay.
But then
she owes her money. You can say thank you for the mechila tamalim. Yep. No, thank you for the shiva. Unless she agrees
to the condition
of honor. That's definitely so. Everybody agrees. You can't be the character of yours. She doesn't consent. That's for sure. So the more now than the boy is saying, and maybe everybody agrees with her shlokish. The shtani, see with the shmo. And it should be called Sibu Lishma, must be the husband, the chassan, must authorize the sefer to write it. The sefer writes it on his own, even though he has intention for the shiur, it's no good. The kuli obviously the reshba, the hacha, the mayas kinon, what's the case of him and they argue, shekhtava lishma, the shalani daita. The sefer wrote the shtar of the shma, but the kala was not consulted in advance. What's talking is this? The chassan was consulted, not the kala. Well, the plukta, the Rabbi Radino, again, for a proper Rav Shavya comes with you. Maybe the Machlokes in the Bright, the Machlokes in the Tanoim, is identical with the later Machlokes in the Rabbi Gizma. We know that there is a Shishar. So the Lishma, the Shalom, he died, so what's Tachar Aloche? The Shtar Kedushin is written, the Shema means that the Chasin authorized the Sefer to write it to the Shidda. But the Shalom, he died, so they didn't consult the girl in advance before they wrote it. Rabbi Radino is saying the Kudeshin, it's good. You just need the girl's consent at the time of Kedushin. A proper Rav Shavya say, Ein in the Kudeshin. That it's not a good Kiddush. The law will be passed to it's not good. The law will pass to it, that it's not good. You need the girl's authorization to write also. But there's a famous Rav Chaim, that's how we pass it. But there's a famous Rav Chaim on that Rambam where he points out that Rambam has a machlokes with the Ramban. The Ramban learns that since the law is, it's no good, you need her authorization. So her authorization is exactly the same as his authorization by the Shtar Kiddushin. And exactly identical with the deal that the husband has to give authorization to write again. It's exactly the same. And the Rambam Shita says that it's still not exactly the same, that we hold halfway, like the opinion that you don't need her authorization.
not exactly.
So no, by gas you don't need her authorization at all. But even my stock solution, when we talk to if it's yes or shalom, the doctor smells good, it doesn't really mean that you need her tzivuis to create the lishma. Yes. She has to consent. She has to consent in advance. If she doesn't consent in advance, it's not called lishma. What did she change the mind? It was originally... No, but it was written already. No, she has to have her consent before it's written. The slaver has to know that she agreed before it's written. Then you have started by get what is in it. The husband writes to get, and then he decides not to get it, then he decides yes to get it. There's a whole shot on that also what to do. Can the husband change his mind a second time and give it to you? Good inshallah.
Institution,
you have to have saying you're a couple of guys. You have to have something. Yeah, right.
Is that by star and by
chesed?
Everything.
The more has a suffix in the first period. When you get married, you have first tribution. Makes the woman a matrix, but she's not the Beit HaBal. She's the Beit HaSmok, Beit HaVir. Then you have the Nisuin sitting under the canopy, or the Badekin, or the Yichud, we do three different forms of Nisuin, and makes the nation sing the Beit HaVal, which is called Beit HaZorishma. So the deal is, in the first Sarah Gemara says, not only is Mesadish the Chesed or the Shtar, but you say that the tradition is only an incomplete marriage, that she's not yet the Beit HaVal, so the next Nisuin, even how Mesadish the Bia, the Gemara is, so you say Bia, everything makes a Nisuin, and the Gemara says, no, Bia, Hooker's turned into different things. Buddha has had a different thing. That if you walk down the aisle and you say, Hare Mekadesh, it's going to be Chutzah Ru, the Rabbi says it's also good. You don't have to give chest if you don't have star. They say, Hare Mekadesh, it's Chutzah Ru. We don't talk about that. We talk about Chutzah Ru. She didn't get anything. She got a Chutzah. The Rabbi's opinion is that Chutzah is good to create everything. Sell the Chutzah. We talk in the Chutzah. We talk in... The Kedushin has to be kept with Shtar Ziyah, and then the Nisuin is made with sitting under the canopy. But the Gemara says in the first parish, it's needed even if he was in the canopy of the Ziyah, it's still possible that Ziyah is only Erisim Ezra, it's not Erisim Ezra. Right. And the Mishmah Melech points out that there are several Rishon who say explicitly that if you make the Nisuin first, let's say you stand under the canopy, the Shem Nisuin. The way we do it. And then I give the girl the ring. So I say, Hare Mekadesh, and she becomes an Ashes fish. Now she's still standing under the canopy. So you don't talk, that's not a case of me doing preceding the Kiddushin. When he gives me the ring, they're still standing under the canopy, so then you're doing followers. So let's say the followers are. They stand under the canopy, and they say, this should be for the purpose of marriage. And then they wash out of the canopy. And then he gives you the ring and says, Hare Mekadesh, please. So the Mishmanah says, what's the deal? Normally when you give a ring, you say, Hare Mekadesh, please. And you change the familiar, the single girl, into an Esher fish, she becomes mad. But she only becomes an Arusha. She doesn't yet become an Issun until you make the second stage. So you make an Issun. So you make the Chuppah. So the Mishmanah raises the question, what about over here? You've made an Issun first, and they walked out from under the canopy. And then he gives you the ring. Maybe in this case, the giving of the ring changes her status two steps together. It changes her from a tsnuya, from a single girl, to become an Isua straight away. So he quotes Rishon, let's say like that. Among them, Rashi. Rashi and Rashi was
in reverse.
You can do it in a reverse order, so this first Isua that you'll make first will not accomplish anything at all. She's not married yet, until you make the Kiddushin later, so that when you make the Kiddushin later, make both. She switches from a tsnuya into the second stage. They quote the Rishon to say that. Okay, that's our practice.
And then the tribution by itself, she becomes an assumer.
Right.
Without anything more.
There's nothing. Nothing. But if you ever make the tribution later. So based on that we rely on the Badekin also. One opinion of Rishon is that the Badekin is an assumer. The Chasm comes to us in mind by all three steps. That is an assumer. The Badekin is the first step of the assumer. And the standing under the canopy, that's the Easter egg in how we call it.
Our custom is
that
we call it
Ismael. It's the name of Ismael. It's But he didn't give her his kiddushin yet. They're not married yet. They're not married yet. Right. But the shayla is that, yes, how can the badek be the nitzuna if he didn't give the chance of kiddushin yet? So the Mishmor Nevach says that la'alach, we say, if you have the nitzuna first, and then you make the kiddushin later, the kiddushin switches, changes her status from a pnuya to a nitzuna gemura. The Ksuv is written before they even got married. Right, that Ksuv doesn't need this one. Ksuv doesn't need this one. Ksuv is just one star home. We are machna for all three opinions in the Shana. What's called the Ksuv? The Badek is one opinion. Sitting under the canopy, that's what we really talk about, that is the Nisun. And the Raman teaches that the Yichud that follows afterwards is Nisun. That's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that right after the Bichud Nisun, you should go right away to the Yichud. You shouldn't have any heftier. A lot of weddings, they have the Rabbanim hold the whole Rosh after the marriage, before they go to the Yichud. That's in Shulchan Aruch, it's not right. You're not supposed to be mouth, you can see the Bichud Nisun.
Are we saying that the second year is the Shulchan
that's not what it says in the Shem. No. Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Markstein Stubbins, who says explicitly Badekin is a form of Nisun, and he said they had the Badekin before the Kiddushin, and it's okay. Says explicitly, the whole thing is okay. I'll just point out one Heorah. In the beginning of Parshas Emor, the Torah has the din that Kohanim are not permitted to be the Tamei Lameisim. And then Yechumi says, with several exceptions, Kiyim, unless, Mishair HaKorabelos, Le'im of Rabbis would know, Le'im of Rabbis, Achor Tapsu, 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 to her, is he allowed to be in the family? He's allowed to be in the family to his sister, to the other relatives? Although his family means he's obligated, he must be in the family to his own children. Even if he doesn't want to, he wants to preserve the Kedusha's Kuna, so it's a mitzvah. If he doesn't want to, he forces him to do the mitzvah. The family knows about God. So the Kedusha sheet is, why is the family chayvo? Every coin is obligated to be in the family to his own children. And Machlej is the Ram, that's how we pass Machlej the Kedusha. If Machlej is the Ram, I'm the Rebbe, but the way the family chayvo, the Machlej is the family only applies to Kehan. Kohanim who are losers should learn the Talmud of Leisim, so then it's considered an act of Kavan Ameis when it's the Talmud of Leisim. So it says you should demonstrate Kavan Ameis by violating Kedushas Kuna. But if a Yisrael is in the Talmud, so the Zayin Kohen doesn't mean anything. He gives Talmud to anybody he wants, so it doesn't symbolize anything. And the Raizah disagrees, and the Raizah holds on the Ramam that, well, Talmud Kohen applies even to Yisrael. So it's said that all the Zayin Kohen should be in the Talmud to commit Kuna. Either Mamish, Shari, the Orin, or Chod should participate in the Kuna by being the Talmud. That's considered a form of the Tzad to be the Kuna. That's why it says that on Shabbos, let's say it's on Shabbos, and you're not going to do the Kuna on Shabbos anyway, then the claim is not allowed to be the Talmud to be the Kuna. He's not being the Tzad to be the Kuna. But we were discussing how often I said, Kiri Shabbos, let's say the father's a gracious, Kohanim, let's say the family's coming, the father's a gracious, and the children are his present, and the father's not. So the Yidin is quite not permitted to be in my life. What if it's his own father? If his father would have been, he'd be dead. And then it's a mitzvah, what are you talking about? His father's not dead, he's alive. And if it is, then it has to be in the family to embrace it. So look, everything is an Yidin. The daughter can be there, but the son can start shining again. That's so precious that the sons are permitted to be there. Although you can't say what the son is, he's starting in the Kuna, and that's not. So not being the starting in the Kuna. And it's not that he's not, what's the reason why a son is not allowed to be Mitzvah to Kuna? Because he may die any second. No, if he may die, then I'll be Mitzvah to Kuna. No, that son has a separate issue. It's not because he may die any second, it's a separate issue. Or the Moshe, let's say on Shabbos, it says the other day that on Shabbos, the Kohen are not permitted to be Mitzvah to Kuna. Because you can't say, there's being Mitzvah to Kuna. We don't do any Mitzvah to Kuna on Shabbos at all. If you're going on it, we don't do any Mitzvah to Kuna. Yeah, Shabbos, the Kohen are not permitted to be Mitzvah to Kuna. Kratos doesn't say the page, but some are born among us. It is, and others are not so sure that it's Yutah. That's the previous
chapter.
What kind of chapter is this? Now, for him, talk, what kind of chapter? What you see this time after? I'm raising it, I'm a corner, I'm a third, I'm a what's the second?
When a case comes up, how can we go with it? Kratos is not something that
why?
Yes, brother
Simon.
It's not something that they take out a long time. It
shouldn't
happen to be there,
let's
say,
by a
mother or a father.
So, different opinion. So, the person should ask his rabbi in advance to find out what it was to be. He did not do it. The ghost is not the family. But separate in, the coin is not going to come in contact with the ghost. So, that's another question. Since that's a long discussion, what kind of it, what does that represent? What does that show? It shows something about the Shul of Shulam Shaman. So the Gemara has a Machloek Yisatana, but the Shul of Shulam, how do you translate Lo Yisama? Does it mean he's obligated to Nisama? Or it means if he wants to, he may. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to say it. The Gemara says that it's Man Bai Sheini, it was a Koyin, Yosef HaKon, his wife died in Erepesa, and he didn't want to be Nisama, Erepesa. He wanted to participate in HaKol Kol Kol. So the Gemara says, the Timu Rechav HaKohan and Bal Kol, they forced him to Nisama to his wife, because they talked to him, his man by shaming like Rebbe Akiva. Akiva lived here for the Kurban Abayas. But it's very yoga known as his man Abayas, because it didn't work like Rebbe Akiva's opinion against Rebbe Shimon. So the Lord puts another two cases where there's Machlegi says it's Rebbe Shimon. One is by Yannick Snaini, he says, the Yoyla Mahan Tavay, Yoyla Mahan Tavay. But the Kiva's opinion is, Chayva, you're not permitted to free your Rebbe Snaini. On the Shach Arabdo, Oiva Beste, he violates an Avera, so the Torah says, you must make the Rebbe Snaini Beste. The Shmuel says not, the Rishon means rather than if you're going to the Sheshif, it's going to be the maximum. But if Yevil comes first, then he goes free. But if Nani says, the other one's a body, he doesn't grab the Sheshif, he doesn't grab the Yevil, you can keep them as long as you want them. You're not obligated to keep them, not a free in your neck. Then the Gemara says, another Machlech to the Kivah of the Shmuel. Third right says, it says in Parashat Soto, the husband is suspicious that his wife is Tutso, it says, Yogal of Lachina, Vikine is Ishto. How do you translate Vikine? And he questioned his wife, and he wondered, but he's obligated to be the kind of his wife. He's in a chayver, he's in a ship. Mother is not free. Mother says, "Hey, you're not going to be free. You're not going to be free. What should I say? It does not state the machlokes to receive the shmona. Kol atar kula, but the kol atar kula is shoes. A kol atar kula is chayva." The Gemara says, "No, not necessarily. He could interpret the difference." The Gemara says, "How could he not? What was the Gemara's original shot? What did the kol atar kula is shoes? A chayva. What do you mean?" It says you have to light film. If you want to light film, you can light film. You're not allowed to eat chametz. If you don't want to, you don't have to eat chametz. What do you call it? I call it a shoe. Okay. I'm awkward Russian, you know. There's an interesting Russian. There's a Musa Sefer. And this Shabura quote is a very popular Musa Sefer in Europe. Now it's not so popular because it's such a hard paper. It's called the Third Yisharish Arayt, Rabbi Alexander Zitzkin. He lived in Vilna, the day he was in Vilna. Everybody was shot. They didn't all know Zohar and Yishalmi. They never caused problems. Only Zohar and Yishalmi. I can tell them what they know. You only tell them what they don't know. Well, the Zohar tell them all Zohar, but it doesn't change for you. You don't know what he's talking about. Zohar is an Aramaic. It's difficult to make. You don't know what's going on. So it was an old Buddha sensor. Before Rebbe saw Salam to be opened, it's in the Kalmani. His descendants are known as the Beraz family, the name of Alexander Jesus. So yeah. So he quotes in his data, and he says, Yishayah Shavuot, he quotes, Tzvola Ha'lofe, Shavuot Tzvot Tzvot. He quotes him, Tzvot Tzvot Tzvot, says, and he makes a big prophet that he says, no such thing as Rishut. People usually think, of Tzvot Tzvot Tzvot, people usually think that all of human activities are divided into three areas. There's the area of things that you must do. You have to get up in the morning and go to Minyan and Daven. After you Daven, you've got to do the rest of it. You have to Daven Minyan, after that night, you have to still feel. What about the rest of the day? Not a lot of cheap business, you have to eat kosher. What about everything else? Do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. You want to be a printer, you want to be a lawyer, you want to be a banker, you want to... Don't rob a bank. Don't steal. What do you want to do? Do whatever you want. You want to go sit by the river, you want to go this way, you want to go there. Do it. There's something. Don't dance with someone else's wife. There are these students, the things that you're not allowed to do. There's black, and there's white, and there's gray. And the gray area is the biggest 98% of everything is a gray area. If 1% is black, 1% is white, if you have to do it, you have to do everything else. Do whatever you want, whatever you should. If the Chayim Talbot says it's not true, there's no gray area. The Torah doesn't mean gray area. He says everything is black and white. That's what the Chayim Talbot says, he likes this very much. What the Chayim Talbot says, he quotes this, he quotes the Klola. So Baal Chayim Talbot, everything in the Torah dictates every single step that you have to do. He wakes up in the morning, the Torah says, he has to die. Which minion, the first minion, second minion? He has to make a chesed. He doesn't have to make a chesed every single day. He has to make a chesed. Which is better for Avodah Hashem for him? Is it better to die in first minion, second minion, third minion, whatever? He has to figure out what his conclusion is.
How is he going to make a living?
He has to make a living. He's close to children. He can't live on welfare.
What do you mean?
He can take a walk.
No, he's not going to take a walk.
He has to run payroll.
He's a payroll. Unless he'll get too nervous, and he has to take a walk. His mukhish should be lax. And if it's too much, if it's too taxing, learning all the time and doubting all the time, then he must be lax. Not that he wants to be lax. No, his mukhish should be lax. He says the way the Chavit HaVavit explains it is a din of little prayer. And there's a din of Bar B'Tel. You're not allowed to waste time during the day. So you have to figure out every minute of the day, what does the Torah demand of you? Either you're mukhi to do this, or you're not allowed to do this. There is no minute of the day when you're free to do whatever you want. So some suggest that that's perhaps the original pshat of the Gemara says in Sefer Gadgimah. That there's a kiva hold like that. You cannot have a pasuk in the Torah and a chumash that's going to say on the shul. No, if you want to do it, you don't want to do it. No. If the Torah gives you a reshut, it must be a chayvah. No, if it can only be translated a chayvah. The teenage history must be translated that it must be mekani sister. You don't want to talk about it, doesn't mean if you want to, you can make it work forever. It must be translated as kolos v'rekula chayvah. You cannot have a focus that's reshut at all. And perhaps Rabbi Shmuel, then perhaps Rabbi Shmuel disagrees and doesn't hold like the Chazit Avot. But it's an interesting thing that he said, Mishra Shabbat the whole, that this cloud of a cloud people don't like that Chavit HaVov. He holds that this is an endless effect. Well, Kholola HaYotah shall bow Chavit HaVov, because there is no gray area in the Torah. The Torah dictates to us every minute of the day what we must do and what we may not do, and you never have the right to choose to do something out of your own free will.
That's good to do right or wrong.